Shalom, Australia. Today, Israel celebrates 49 years since the reunification of Jerusalem in the Six-Day War. Prime Minister Netanyahu, speaking in a special Knesset session marking Jerusalem Day on Wednesday, said our roots are deeper than any other nation's, including to the Temple Mount. Jerusalem was ours and will remain ours. Israel doesn't need to make excuses for its presence in Jerusalem. We remember Jerusalem up until the Six-Day War, when the city was split, with Israelis excluded from the old city and its eastern neighborhoods. We certainly do not want to return to that situation. I believe the Six-Day War clarified to our enemies that we are here to stay. In his comments, opposition leader Yitzhak Herzog said Israel must strive for an agreement to keep Jerusalem, Jewish and moral, whole and secure. On the eve of Friday's Paris Peace Summit, to which Israel and the Palestinian Authority were not invited, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu indicated his support of new efforts led by Egypt and Saudi Arabia for regional progress towards peace. His willingness to consider the proposal was discussed by phone with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. The Paris summit's concluding communique, which Kerry helped negotiate, did not set a firm date for the international peace conference Paris wants to host by the year's end, and was influenced by the progress on the regional front. Netanyahu phoned France's foreign minister, Jean-Marc Ayrault, hours after the Paris summit ended, and told him that France and its allies would best advance peace prospects if, rather than pushing their own initiative, they pressed Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas into resuming direct talks with Israel. Education Minister Naftali Bennett, who heads the Bayit Yehudi Party and is a member of the Security Cabinet, last night in a television interview vowed to topple the Likud-led government if necessary in order to prevent the establishment of a Palestinian state. Bennett threatened Netanyahu's attempts to expand the coalition when he claimed last week that Security Cabinet members were expected to vote on crucial life or death matters in wartime without first being presented with sufficient information. He demanded an improvement in the management of the cabinet before he would approve the inclusion of Yisrael Beiteinu in the coalition and its leader Avigdor Lieberman in the cabinet. A compromise was brokered by Health Minister Litzman, and Lieberman's appointment went through. On Wednesday, Finance Minister Moshe Kahlon, who heads the Kulanu Party, called on Yitzhak Herzog, head of the Zionist Union Opposition, to bring his party back into the government to advance a possible regional peace initiative, a call the Zionist Union rebuffed on Thursday. After failing with Herzog, Prime Minister Netanyahu is said to be reaching out to the party's number two, MK Tzipi Livni, the head of the Hatznuah faction. Both the Israel Bar Association and the State Judicial Authority on Wednesday criticized a lawyer representing Sara Netanyahu for disparaging comments he made about a judge who ruled against the Prime Minister's wife a day earlier. The Israel Bar Association, which represents all Israeli lawyers, strongly rebuked Yossi Cohen for a series of statements against Judge Dita Progynin, the president of the National Labor Court, suggesting she had been influenced by a campaign against Sara Netanyahu. The judicial authority released a statement calling the comments irresponsible and said it planned to lodge an official complaint against Cohen with the Bar Association. On Tuesday, Progynin awarded 120,000 shekel damages to a former employee of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's official residence, ruling that Sara Netanyahu had mistreated him with verbal abuse and unreasonable demands. In an earlier case, Progynin had awarded former Netanyahu caretaker Meni Naftali a sum of 170,000 shekels in damages, accepting his claims of mistreatment by Mrs. Netanyahu during his employment at the Prime Minister's residence. Cohen's request for a different judge for the second case was dismissed. Cohen later issued an apology saying, "My criticism of the court focused on the specific legal process that damaged the rights of Mrs. Netanyahu by preventing her from bringing witnesses. I am sorry if my words were misunderstood differently." Police froze work on a construction site in Givatayim on Thursday for illegally employing a 19-year-old Palestinian who stabbed an IDF soldier. On Monday evening, the Palestinian teenager stabbed an off-duty IDF soldier with a screwdriver on Yigal Alon Street. The Israeli employer hired the Palestinian man despite the fact that he did not have a legal permit to enter and work in Israel. The site's owner may also have provided housing for the worker. The site's owner was brought in for questioning but has not been charged with a crime at this point. The stabber has been arrested. A Palestinian woman approached a military outpost near the Einav settlement northwest of Nablus on Thursday and attempted to stab a group of soldiers. The troops opened fire and shot her dead. Bushfires raged across the north of Israel yesterday as temperatures soared into the 40s. The massive dry heat wave engulfed the country. A large fire ignited near a village outside of Fula. 17 fire crews from across the country and 6 planes worked to bring the inferno under control. A fire raged in the Nahal Dan Nature Reserve in the Upper Galilee near the border with Lebanon, prompting rescue teams to evacuate hikers. Police closed the roads leading to the park. Another fire broke out near Kibbutz Bet Keshet in the Lower Galilee east of Nazareth. Over 10 firefighting teams were joined by 4 aircraft, police and border police forces to battle the blaze there. The fire consumed nearly 250 acres of land, but no injuries were reported. The high temperatures continue today. Under arches of rainbow balloons and flags, more than 200,000 people thronged through the streets of Tel Aviv on Friday for the annual Gay Pride Parade. Hundreds of police officers and volunteers were dispatched to help secure the march. Knesset security also beefed up protection for Likud MK Amir Ohana, an openly gay member of Israel's parliament, following threats to harm him during the event. Fellow Likud politician, culture and sports minister Miri Regev told participants she loves the gay community and was happy to see so many participating in the event. She said the government needs to do more for you because you deserve it like everyone else. An 80-year-old Miriam Yitzhaki, a veteran resident of Tel Aviv who sat watching the colourful parade march down Bogrushov Street, said, "Everybody should be able to live as they want to live. It started out just as a thing for gays, but now you can see so many groups, including political groups like Meretz and Peace Now, and that's nice to see people getting involved." This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting from Jerusalem and wishing everyone Yom Yerushalayim Sameach.